Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Well, welcome everybody. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm super, super excited today. You have the opportunity of meeting a person I just recently met who has got so much energy and is so much fun to be around, Shanda Sumpter. Shanda, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here with you. Let's have some fun.
I can't wait. It's one of the things. So we met at Genius Network just a couple of weeks ago, and Shanda's one of those people in the room basically just always draws a lot of attention and excitement because she has so much energy, and it's cool for me to see. I was talking to you basically at lunch. Actually, what happened was I took her seat at lunch, and she basically said, "Who in the world would be so rude to take my seat?" And so that was me. That's how we met. But actually, it's been really a lot of fun. I think the exciting thing for me, Shanda, is what you've been able to build. So we're going to kind of just dive right into this. Shanda's built a very cool business called Heartcore Business. And if you don't mind, just take a few minutes, Shanda, kind of tell people a little bit about you and how it all works.
Sure. So Heartcore Business, it used to be Heartcore Women, which was really based on the fact of when I worked in corporate America, I would always pitch my vision and my idea for a project to the owners of companies. And when I started my own company, I left corporate America. I was like, who's the boss now? Who's the, there's like military, I'm on the coast. I'm on the coast of beautiful San Diego and there's military copters flying by. But so when I started my own company, I was like, who is the boss now? Well, I'm the boss. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make me feel like I felt like I could get my own way. And I thought, well, really, who's the boss of me? And I thought, God. And so I don't know if you know this, but your heart is not controlled by your brain or anything in your body. And so for me, our hearts are really our connection to something bigger than us, whatever you want to call it, the universe, the creator, whatever. And so I designed my company and called it Heartcore, just to kind of remind me that I am a servant to this mission and I am to put myself to the side and do whatever I can to help people become financially free and get out of their own way to be able to do whatever it is that they're supposed to do on this planet. So Heartcore Business got created and designed from that moment on a napkin in Las Vegas at a little restaurant called Brio.
Oh, I love that story. That is just awesome. I think the part I love most about it, Shanda, is there's so many people who would love to do that, but they're just afraid as far as how do you really accomplish that and, you know, being your own boss, being your own business, all that kind of stuff. And I know that's kind of your passion. It's one of the things you help people do as far as, you know, designing their mission and really going for that passion, that heart that leads them in their pursuit of where they're going. I hope that we've got a short period of time, and I really appreciate the amount of time you're allotting for us here because you have a huge event coming up, and I want to really spend time talking to people about what you've been able to do in such a short period of time to have an event and to really get involved in high-ticket sales. And I think the part I like most about you and your story is the value that you provide and the integrity of your business. We were talking just briefly, just, you know, it's not uncommon for most people who are listening to this where if you have a speaker who comes to the event, you basically, it's an opportunity for the host or the person putting on the event to make revenue. It's a revenue share and all that kind of stuff. And so we were talking and we unfortunately weren't able to coordinate as far as our speaking at your event. But I love the fact that you're like, you know what, Dave, listen, that's not important to us as far as the revenue from a commission from ClickFunnels or Funnel Hack sales or anything else. What I really appreciate though is if you wouldn't mind just instead of taking that money and give it to us, why don't you reduce the price for our users? And you're like one of the very first people who's ever even said that, Shanda. I just thought that was just so cool that you're that concerned about your people and just said so much about your business. So,
Dave, and I'll just say something about that. So, you know, thank you. I appreciate the acknowledgement on that. But truly, that comes from me being focused on a vision. And, you know, I make my money by coaching people. I don't discount my fees. I don't, you know, I don't play the cart's closed and I'm reopening it 24 hours just to get another bump. I actually don't play any of those games. If we reopen a cart, it's because there truly was technical difficulties or, you know, I changed my mind. Literally. So, you know, the, as far as my clients are concerned, my job as their coach and an integrity is to get them to the next level. And so because I have my business model that I make my money in, you know, as far as whoever we partner with, my clients already know that authentically, I'm only going to put people in front of them that's going to help their business grow. And so instead of me, you know, taking commissions off of that, I ask for our strategic partners to give our clients a break so that they can get a, they can get a leg up on the next up level or elevation of their company. So that's where it comes from. It really didn't come from like any other place, but I'm serving into a vision. Just like when I worked for Coble Banker and I built out a whole division, I, you know, I did over $100 million in sales, all, closer to $200 million in just over a year. And I don't think miracles happen like that unless you're hooked into the vision. I worked for that company for 5 months and started hiring people for the division before I realized that I wasn't getting paid. And I think just the takeaway of that is that if people are having a hard time getting their company started, or they're thinking about their funnels and they're getting all backed up and they're procrastinating and they're not, you know, taking action, it's because you're worried about yourself. It's because you're in a conversation of your own perfection, your own looking good conversation. If you hook into focusing out on what you're trying to create, just that small shift in your focus will have you run visions like that that will be successful. Because no matter which area you start from, the selfish side or the vision side, you're going to run into problems. I mean, that's inevitable. You're going to run into problems. But if you're hooked on the vision, you stop taking the problems personal, which means your foundation of your emotions is really set on a strong foundation, which will have you overcome the obstacle and live into the vision. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's a small tweak that makes a world of difference.
No, it's a small tweak that makes an enormous difference. And I've seen that. I've been on both sides of that. I've built businesses where I was more worried about myself. And you're right, you have your own problems. And then I've built businesses like we're doing right now where we really have a vision in mind, and for one, it's a ton more fun with the vision. But I think, at least for me, what I've found is there's a more of a peace. I
totally.
Kind of a weird way. I feel so much more peace, and I'm so much more excited about what I'm doing. If you don't mind, if you can kind of expand on that whole vision aspect, because I know a lot of people, I've talked to people all the time, and say, well, yeah, Dave, a vision works great once you've got the money to pay your bills. But when you don't have money to pay your bills, I got to focus on myself first. How do you address that?
No. So, you know, you and I were talking about like filling events, right?
Right.
And I'll just share the difference with you about visions. We have a vision inside my company, and we've lived into the vision. We've grown a section, a community. After you get through a base level program of ours called PACE Club, Profit Acceleration Club for Entrepreneurs, you move into this like village, let's call it. And the village is built on the fact, based on, you know, back in the olden days, you know, where everybody had grit, because you could cross the desert and your grandma's going to die. You're going to get your toe run over by the buggy. You know, you're going to break a leg and you're going to keep going, because if you don't keep going, you're going to die. Where people just don't get that mindset in building a business now. Like the entitlement and the lack of grit is hurting people in this world. And so we built back to a vision of a community of entrepreneurs that, you know, you've got the doctor, you've got the accountant, you've got, you know, the love coach, you got the business coach, you got the social media strategy. Like we have everybody in the village playing their roles. But part of their role is to live generously for each other. Because, you know, as I'm doing this interesting thing right now, I've done all this personal development, and right now I'm reading the Bible cover to cover because I'm curious about what it says. And in the Bible, it talks about the fact that we have to be generous with each other and help each other. That's how you receive more abundance. That's how you pass the trial and the tribute and the test to be able to go to the next level. So it's not a matter of when that trial is going to come. It's a matter of, have you built a foundation again that will help you overcome it? Right? So is your foundation stronger? Will it crumble? In our mid-level program, the foundation is that we take care of each other. That's the foundation. Hands down, we take care of each other. And so as I fill events, we do something called a bring a friend contest. And I've had people try and copy it. And I've had people, I've even had our clients who have participated trying to copy it and can't get people engaged to play, because it's not just about the great prizes they win. It's not about that. This is like back to the day where everybody is scrutinizing on, do I have the best product on the market? There's a lot of people with the best product that are broke. It really comes down to hooking into a bigger vision. When you hook into the bigger vision, all the parts start to come together. So I don't want to confuse anybody, but here's the point. The vision for my company is to create a community of entrepreneurs who generously support each other when the trials hit. My job is to make them as much money as possible and keep instilling generosity with each other. On the shoulders of that, when I throw an event or do anything that's meaningful about the mission and the movement that we're creating in the world, the vision that we're doing, which is acquiring more people that are just like the people in our community, people who have strong ambition, people who are clear they're making a difference in the world and are shamelessly saying, I want to be wealthy. And then I'm going to give back in the world. So that whole vision, like, all compounds on each other. And to give you an idea, we have 500 people coming to our event and over 300 of them are friends.
That is awesome.
It's more than awesome, Dave.
I mean, that's just crazy.
Last year, 70% of our event purchased.
Oh. You have to help people understand what that means as far as purchase. What's that really relate to?
They purchased a product of $1,000 to $10,000 at the event, mainly because they're like-mindsetted people in the room. So does that make sense? I don't want to go further.
No, Shannon, it makes complete sense. I just want to kind of reemphasize, to get a 70% conversion to $1,000 to $10,000 product is a huge, huge deal. And the only way you can pull that off is where you have that kind of congruent vision from you through it. I can tell just through your company and through everyone else, but also to the audience that they,
yeah.
I love the vision and the whole village idea is just awesome. I think that we're trying over here at ClickFunnels to focus on building that, you know, culture that is unique. And I think I love what you've done. And again, a 70% conversion at a live event is crazy cool.
Well, and, you know, in addition, we don't overstack our events with a bunch of sponsors. We only bring in strategic partners that it makes sense for the room. We know who our room is because a lot of it's filled by our friends and our friends' friends and our friends' friends. And so we've really created this word of mouth marketing that, and don't get me wrong, we market online as well. I mean, absolutely. We're looking right now, I'm cracking the code on cold traffic for us. Has not been where our focus has been. It's been building a really strong nucleus. But if you want to talk culture, I mean, this was the whole vision of creating a culture around a community and a company that, you know, that supports each other. Because my father is very, very, very wealthy, was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And, you know, his mother dies and all of a sudden he loses his confidence and he basically never goes back to work again. Who would have guessed it would have affected him like that?
Wow.
So there's his trial. He never was able to get back up. I now pay for my father. My stepfather is multiple millions. I mean, way up there. He puts the covers on the railroad, you know, the choo-choo trains. He's like one of, like, I think three companies in the world that does it, you know, like, you know, ridiculously wealthy, like homes all around the world, yachts, the whole bit. Has been almost bankrupt at least 10 times in his life. He's refused to file bankruptcy, but literally has been advised multiple times throughout his life, 10 times. You know, so is it there's this whole, like, I don't want to call it a bubble, but it's like, look, I don't care if you're making $100 million today or you're making $5,000 a month. You are going to have really high highs and really low lows if you're in the world of entrepreneurship. It just is. Your risk factor is different. The way you think is different. And with that, I think my responsibility, and I'll probably go out there and start teaching this level of culture to companies, because I think part of my responsibility as a CEO is to make sure that my employees and my staff and my team are safe when we have a low, low, low.
I love that. Oh, I know.
The way we've done that is our clients. I mean, our clients will support us. And not because I say or ask for it. It's because we all support each other. This morning I was with somebody, my stylist, who's my personal shopper and stylist. You know, we're connecting her with our photographer that we help make, you know, at least $200,000 or $300,000 a year of her income comes from my community. We take no affiliate fees for that. You know, now we're connecting the two of them and promoting them together because one's a celebrity stylist, does like, you know, Will Smith's movies. And you know what I mean? Like, it's all about us taking care of each other. And if you take care of each other, I swear to God, you literally start making so much money. It is just ridiculous. And it's stable. It's on a stable foundation.
I'm smiling over here just because of how much I passionately believe every single thing you're saying. The whole idea as far as generosity to abundance, I have seen that impact the lives of so many different business owners. It's just, it blows my mind. I mean, it just, and I love how you are so passionate about what your mission is and your vision as far as being able to help people understand, listen, you're gonna have trials in your life, but let me show you how to get through them. And yeah, when you come from that pure generosity and that giving, there, I know a lot of people, you know, think of, you know, law of attraction and all this kind of stuff. There, to me, when it comes to generosity, I've never seen anyone who, I personally, you just can't, you can't give enough away and without having stuff come back to you. You just can't.
You can't, but a lot of people think they're generous and they're not. And that's one of the things we talked into our Bring a Friend contest. It's like,
okay,
you know,
I really want you to expand on this one because,
yeah,
Shannon, this is what, oh my gosh, I love this topic. Please go.
So I use the contest as a way of, well, first of all, seeing who my generous players are. You know, like we had one girl bring 34 people and another girl bring 32 people. And now I'm hooking the two of them up with their husbands and their boyfriend to go to Post Ranch Inn in Big Sur and have a weekend on me, which if you've never been there, it's magical. You stay in a tree house. It's magical. But my point is like, I see who are my players inside the community who are have hit the abundance radar in their head. So look, we're all busy, right? Like if you can't stop and help somebody while you're busy, you can't be conveniently generous. Like that's what I'm trying to say. Like you can't be conveniently generous. So many people who have succeeded to a certain level have a level of generosity, right? They just do because right. You have to open up. Like the more generous you get, the more free you get in your mind. And the way you think determines what your actions are. And so if you can keep finding ways to be more generous, like enrollment and sales, Bring a Friend contest where you're introducing real people to our work and showing them how to become financially free by building businesses the way we build businesses, you know, which is on a stable foundation, you know, all of that takes letting go of a certain level of limitation. So when we're leading our Bring a Friend contest, one of the things that I noticed throughout the weeks of leading it was that I had a group of clients that were coming out to me, my rock stars, and they were saying, Shanna, I'm literally like, I'm closing in on 100 on my group program. And, you know, I just don't have time. I just don't have time. Like I'm stretching to figure out how to get my workouts in. I just don't have time. And I'm like, no. Your opportunity is breaking that conversation. Time is an intimacy conversation. It means that you're too busy doing a lot of things that you shouldn't be doing because there's lots of time in a day. And I shared the story. So I see the problem. And so this all comes down to leadership, right? I see the problem on why my clients are not engaging or certain great clients aren't engaging. I'm seeing, wow, if they have a limitation on inviting people to the Zone event, which is my event, then because they're too busy, then how are they going to grow their companies to like $5 million or $10 million companies if they can't handle this? Right? So you've got to break that open. So I shared a story of how I walked into, you know, a kitchen store as I'm working with an interior designer to build a house right now. And as I'm there, I'm talking to the lady about what's interesting in your life. What do you like, if you could have anything happen in your life right now, what would it be? Like it's having real conversations with people. And she says, well, I'd really love to have a relationship. And I said, well, tell me more about that. And she said, well, there's no good guys in California. I'm like, okay. And so I let her share her limiting beliefs. And because I'm committed to being generous with whoever God puts in front of me, I shared with her that I worked with, and so did three of my girlfriends, worked with a woman by the name of Cherry Norris. And inside of 90 days, they helped us find our husbands. And, you know, and the power, I told her her price, it's $700 a month. You got to work with her for 90 days minimum, but here's our results. She was like, I want to work with her. So I enrolled her, right? Just picking out stuff for my house. And my point to my community and to anybody out there, it's like time is such a bullshit excuse. It's not real. And if you buy into that, you can't be given more because you're actually coming from this scarcity mindset that says I can't handle more. And so I challenge our clients to play really big in things like our Bring a Friend contest because it causes them to get out from being selfish about what they're leading and to go out and make a difference in the world. They're not paid per se, unless they win first prize, second prize, or third prize. They're not paid to do that, right? But they do get a massive education in leadership while they're doing it. So to give you an idea, the two women at the top of the leaderboard, and we run it just like a product launch internally, the two women at the top of our leaderboard both hit record numbers in their business. One of them felt like they were a lone soldier and that they didn't work well in teams. Now she realizes she works even better in teams. They did 120 people in one day on our Bring a Friend contest.
Whoa.
That's off the charts. The second one at the top of the leaderboard has never, ever hit her numbers. So I declare 50 people in a program, she would always be at 48, which is a problem. It means you've got a sloppy back end,
right?
And so she learned, you know, my declaration was 30 friends to the event. She learned to close her back end and go past it. She ended up at 34, right? At 8:30 at night, one of them was out for dinner with her husband and said, I can't handle anymore. There's no way I can hit my declaration of 30 at the event. I'm only at like 20, or I think she was at 22. And she closed the rest of that gap between 8:30 and midnight on last Friday. And so I share this with you because it's not about entrepreneurs going out there and doing it alone. If you're doing it alone, there's only so far you can get. You got to tap into a team. You got to develop your leadership, and you got to really put it on the foundation of generosity. And most people think they're generous, Dave, but they're not. They're not. If they have a time conversation or they're breaking plans with their friends because they're too busy or they got a product launch or an event to fill or whatever, we filled our event and hit our numbers and have exceeded our numbers now of what our declaration was. And I haven't felt it as far as actually filling the room. Like it's been led by other people leading a mission and a vision that I'm actually just speaking into. It's an army that creates a movement, not a solo entrepreneur.
Oh, I love that. Absolutely love that. So obviously the thing here that people don't understand is you filled an event in less than 7 weeks, which
yeah,
is a crazy, crazy accomplishment.
Yes,
I know we've got an event coming up here in February, and we're starting now because of how much time it takes. So when you told me you did that in 7 weeks and you didn't feel the impact of it, I'm like, geez, please teach me how. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's well, it's more than I could teach you on this exact on this exact show, but it's a series of steps. A lot of it's done through our contest. I shouldn't say a lot of it, about 60% of it. So we'll probably double those numbers inside of the next 5 weeks, 6 weeks. So we do have a very strong call campaign as well. And we do have the traditional standpoint of selling, you know, products with tickets to the event as well. Here's what I'll share with you. It's a combination of my Bring a Friend contest and filling a good chunk of the room with my clients, friends, and people that they meet out at cocktail parties, events, meetings, masterminds, stuff like that. So there's that aspect of it, which is a very systemized way of running that contest because I can tell you I've shared it with some of my friends. And yesterday I was on with another friend of mine and actually laying out the details of the contest again, because she can't get her people to engage. And so there is a very specific way that you have to lead it to get people to really play and show up. Secondly, I'm a mom and my son is a year and a half old right now, and I'm trying for baby number two. And so me being on the road, speaking at a ton of events is not okay with me. I did not build this business to be financially free, but not time free. And so, you know, at 4 o'clock, I'll be in the pool with my son for his swim lessons. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, I'll be at parenting classes with Montessori with him. And I still have, you know, our company in multiple seven figures will grow to somewhere around 10 next year, 10 million, which is great for a company that's only 5 years old. And really, our team is fairly new. And so, and we have, and we're just cracking the code of cold traffic. So we still have so much more to go, right? But I decided that, you know, to fill the event, you know, instead of doing a bunch of events and speaking, I would really use webinars and a great funnel off the back end of the webinars, and then a call team to really get the other half of the people to the event. And guess who mails for my webinars?
Who's that?
My clients. My clients. So it's great because we're all supporting each other, but I've got a hot, hot, hot group of people coming into our events, which is why people like to sponsor our events. One caveat, I build the majority of my list, which is about 120, 140, 140,000 right now, which is still a relatively small list in my category of friends. But most of those people have been built through doing telesummits and video summits. I wrote in my book, Core Calling, which anybody can find on Amazon, and you can read the reviews. There's one really negative review from another business coach. I think she just wanted the publication. She told me I was absolutely dangerous when I've coached over 2,000 people how to do this model. But anyway, we've built most of that list off telesummits and video summits. And in my book, I write about it. It's called The Reporter Model. Nobody taught me how to do a telesummit or a video summit. I used Oprah's network in the way that she actually designs her show. And we teach that as the foundation for our clients to build their email lists. And so what happens is, like, for instance, last weekend, over the weekend, we sold $16,000 products to our list running through our webinar and our funnel, which is great. So we made $16,000 off of my email list running through a very simple funnel. And we do use ClickFunnels. And you know, so then when they go through the webinar, they buy the product and they get tickets to our event. And then our call team calls them to confirm them. And so we're filling, like, Shanda Sumter is filling the zone event from a place of peace. You know what I mean? Like, it breaks my heart when I hear an entrepreneur say, you know what, this isn't worth it. My losing my marriage, not spending time with my kids, it's not worth it. And I'm like, no. You have a business strategy problem. And if the entire bulk of your business is cold traffic, I think that you need to revisit some hot traffic. And you need to mix cold traffic and hot traffic together so that it gets easier to sell things. It gets easier to fill events. And what happens is your conversion rates go through the roof because that cold traffic is filling your funnel where they get really warm and hot over the course of the years. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I have people who reach out to me. They're like, Shanda, I've been following you for 3 years and now I'm ready to work with you. There's a lot of people like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? So imagine if you built a business with a lot of hot traffic and warm traffic, and then you had your cold traffic securing your financial future. So your hot and warm traffic is securing your immediate now with ridiculous conversions. And then your cold traffic is basically securing your future because they're going to become massively hot traffic. Although some of them will buy now. It's just creating a tipping point in a movement that just becomes unstoppable like a tidal wave does.
I think that tidal wave analogy is so critical. If people can understand, it takes time to build that tidal wave, but once it's been built, just like a tidal wave, you can't stop it. And it kind of goes back to what you were talking about earlier, as far as, you know, that ability to provide some security to your staff and to your company and everything else, is as you build that tidal wave, it does take care of you in the future. As you're generous now, that abundance does come. And I just love what you're doing. I love your mission. I love everything about what you guys have doing. I really appreciate what you've been sharing. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm happy to be of service.
Well, we're kind of getting close to wrapping things up here real quick, Shannon. I wanted to find out, how can we be of service to you? And I know we kind of talked earlier as far as, you know, people could definitely go to your website. And again, that's heartcorebusiness.com, H-E-A-R-T-C-O-R-E, business.com. And obviously you guys can go there. You can find all out everything about Shannon and her business and really dive more into her philosophy and to her vision, which I highly encourage you guys to do. But is there anything else as far as if people want to get a hold of you, how do they find out more about you and get involved in you?
Yeah, so you could definitely go to heartcorebusiness.com. And if you wanted to even ask us a business question or find out information about the Zone event coming up in Los Angeles, if you live in the area or you want to come see what it looks like as we run our events and see who's in the room, and I invite you, you can always go to heartcorebusiness.com, and there's a little app that pops up that says Let's Talk. And in that app, you could actually just share that you saw me or heard me on this podcast, on the ClickFunnels podcast, and you can ask us a question. We'll get back to you right away, whether it's about the Zone event or whether it's about your business and how you can create a really strong foundation of generosity and how to use some of these models to fully, quickly scale your company.
Oh, well, thank you. So when is your event for those people who are...
It is November 9th, 10th, and 11th in Los Angeles, California. It's called the Zone Event. It's about getting into the zone. There's four different levels of zone that you have to get into to build your company. It's kind of neat. We have Bethany Joy Lennox coming. She's the main actress on One Tree Hill, the movie. We have Isabella coming from the Genius Network from Beyond Diet. Her company is at 20 million a year. You know, so we've got some great people coming and just sharing, you know, how do you step into faith when you're facing uncertainty and fully execute a plan? How do you always hit your numbers? And an interesting thing that we're doing this year is I'm actually taking the webinar, and the funnel that we use inside our company that, you know, really does work as far as Evergreen for us. And we're going to put it up on the screens and everybody's going to get a template. And they'll actually create their version of a converting Evergreen webinar at the event. And my coaches and my staff and my marketing department will walk around and tweak it for you. So you walk out of the event with a way to actually execute and monetize the event.
I love that. That's awesome. I appreciate your generosity. You're always so kind and giving. I love the fact that you took time with us today. If there's anything we can do at any time, please. I mean, we're here to help support you anyway. And again, we'll look forward to doing a lot more of that after the first of the year. But thank you so much. Any last words before we wrap things up?
No, just go out there and make a difference. Go out there and stretch yourself on being generous. You'll just find that you really break some of the limiting thoughts in your mind quicker than meditating or reading another book. Like, actually just go put it into action. My experience is most people already know what's stopping you. And at the heart of all of that, if you reach out and you help another individual, you're actually telling the universe, the world, that you are ready to receive more because you are responsible and can handle it.
Awesome. Shannon, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.